hands and tongues and paw, reaching out with a shout of joy. Bread is broken, the wine is poured, Christ is spoken and seen and heard. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves or bread. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves or bread. Is able to make us one. As his table he set the tone, teaching people to live, to bless, love in word and in deed express. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus calls us in, sends us out, bearing fruit in a world of doubt. Gives us love to tell, bread to share, God Emmanuel everywhere. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound.
As we move into our time of prayer today, I'd like to lift up a few joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout the week. A few people celebrating birthdays this past week: Jen Gilbert, Luna Hutchinson, Bev Fink, and Judy Neidhart and twin sister Jean all celebrated birthdays, so we celebrate them and with them. Susie Franks asked for prayers for son Steve, who will be marrying Kate. Well, by this time, he'll already be married this weekend in Indianapolis. So we celebrate with Susie and Don and Steve and Kate and all of their family. Susie also asked for prayers of concern for Kiko Ozaki as she battles breast cancer. Kiko was St. John's ICYE exchange student in 1965 and lived with Jane and Junie Nice and daughter Susie. So we certainly keep Kiko in our prayers and are grateful for that ongoing connection with her. Knowing, of course, that we all come to this time with prayers of joy and concern on our own hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now as you join me in prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks for all the many riches you have given to us, for food, for health, for clean water, for each breath we take, for freedom and choice, and for the gift of your people, your creation, and your love. Our hearts are truly overwhelmed, O God, when we consider all that you are and all that you have entrusted to us. May we be worthy of that trust, full of integrity, speaking and acting in truth, humbled by your call and empowered by your hope. Help us, O God, as followers of Christ, to multiply all those riches, to spread the good news of your grace, to love those whom others think are only worthy of hate, to take chances by doing good to those who have not done good to us. Help us to be faith-filled and to desire to increase your goodness in the world. Make us ones who share in both word and deed that which you have shared with us. We pray, O God, for the world, for the communities in which we are a part, and for this faith community. May we continue to grow in discovering, developing, and using our gifts to make each place we find ourselves better than we found it. We pray this day, O God, for those who are poor in body or in spirit, for those who are oppressed or depressed, those who are heavy laden, those who are sick or in despair. We also pray for those who are filled with joy this day, and we celebrate with them in that joy, recognizing you as the source of all good things. God, we know that you hear our prayers, those shared out loud and those residing quietly on our hearts, and for that, we give you thanks. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ. Amen.
Is there a limb God is urging you to inch out on these days? Is there a risk you need to take in order to be faithful? Keep in mind that risk can be a four-letter word of faith. That is, if we engage in it with God's help and strength and guidance, using ourselves up in ways that honor the one who has created us. As you venture out into the world this day, wherever your life may call you to go, may God grant you courage and strength beyond your own. May God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. And may God's peace stay with you always. Amen.